Ireland, the Emerald Isle, the greenest, greatest and drunkest country on the planet, and only a stone's throw away from England, where you can pop into Buckingham Palace and have tea and crumpets with the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge before hopping on the Hogwarts Express to Scotland, where you can have a few swallies at the Gettage and get used to the banner. Get yourself kitted out for a kilt and walk 500 miles to Newcastle Pettle and treat yourself to a night in the Toon. Then take the metro to Vodka Revolution in Sheffield and take in some retail therapy at Meadowhall. Have a beer at a Greasy Spoon and take Megabus to Liverpool all night. Have a quiet stroll around Brookside and sing a song with Sir Paul McCartney before taking the ferry across the Mersey to beautiful Dorset, sowing some wild oats on your combine harvester and then trekking all the way over to Essex, mate, and be like, oh my god, did you see what she was wearing? I was like, no, not in a million years, you're nasty, please leave me alone. Fly Qantas all the way down under to Sydney, mate, work on your tan, maybe grab a few waves, open a tinny and say, look at me, look at me, look at me, please, before waking up in Johannesburg, asking yourself, does anybody have a pen I can borrow? No! Before you know it, you're stuck on the 401 in Los Angeles. Get that Kim Kardashian booty you've always wanted. Have your imperfections perfected with a little nip and tuck. Live the American dream before riding the subway all the way to Brooklyn and say, how you doing? And before you know it, you end up right back where you started, in mythical, mystical Ireland, with a pint of Guinness in your hand. Ah, Ireland. Home sweet home.